The Bush administration still has some work to do to convince the American public that war with Iraq is necessary. That according to a new Los Angeles Times poll. The results of the poll indicate that most Americans believe Iraq is developing weapons of mass destruction, but want to see more evidence before the U.S. goes to war. Joining us now is Susan Pincus. She's the poll director for the Los Angeles Times. Susan, can you give us some more detail on exactly what the poll shows regarding support for a war against Iraq at this time?
Yes, the American people are more cautious about going to war than rushing to it. 72% of the public are saying that Bush needs to provide more evidence, more concrete evidence to show that Iraq is producing these weapons of mass destruction. They do believe that the list of weapons declaration that Iraq has sent to the United Nations is not truthful and not a complete list. But I would say a majority, more than half, are saying that the weapons inspectors will probably not find anything.
So the public wants to see more evidence of these weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But what about, do they also feel there's a need for international support for a war effort?
Oh, absolutely. They do not want to go solo. They believe, and we found this also in a poll that we did 4 months ago, about, I would say, almost two-thirds of the people want a multinational coalition. They do not want to go it alone. They also feel that if we do attack Iraq, that would cause more terrorism or more terrorist attacks in the United States abroad and at home. They are just being very cautious. They just want to have all their ducks in a row before they say that they would support the war.
Does this poll indicate an erosion of support for war with Iraq from previous polls?
It does slightly. There is a weakening of going to war. It's a slippage. It's not a dramatic change. In a poll that we did 4 months ago, about 64% of the American public said that they would support a ground troop attack against Iraq. And in this current poll, it's about 58%. So it's not a huge shift, but it's a shift more to not going to war than going to war.
It's interesting, too, that this poll seems to indicate that people believe that the president's advisors want war, that they are advising him to go to war.
I know. I thought that was kind of interesting myself, that about 51% believe that Bush's advisors are more hawkish, that Bush is listening more to the advisors that favor war than not favor war. 11% only believe that the advisors are opposed to the war, and about 20% believe that he's getting a balanced view from his advisors. So that, to me, was kind of interesting, that they are paying attention to the news, and they are paying attention to what is being said and who is saying it.
And regardless of doubts about a war with Iraq, the public still gives President Bush a high approval rating.
They do. But when you look at it closely, there are differences. I mean, they always have given him high marks on his handling terrorism and foreign policy since 9/11. But when you look at him, how he's handling the economy, the environment, Social Security, prescription drugs for the elderly, his support, even though it's above 50%, you can see from a poll that we did in August that it's going down slightly.
All right. Thanks very much, Susan.
You're welcome.
Susan Pincus is poll director for the Los Angeles Times.